Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Welcome to Thursday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Join us in prayer, will you? Father, we thank you today for your word. We thank you for sending us the Holy Spirit to be our teacher. So that we can think your thoughts and speak your words and live like and act like you, sir. We live and act like Jesus, then Jesus manifests himself in us and through us, and this life is the most glorious thing on the face of this earth. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Caroline Leaf, I am so excited, woman, what God has given you. You know, it's the scripture that describes what happens. We're going to read Deuteronomy 30:19. Well, let's read that. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Now Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Mm-hmm. So therefore you choose life, that both you and your seed may live. It's your choice. He's already chosen to bless you. Mm-hmm. He's already chosen to receive you. It isn't based on your past. It's based on His Word.
That's right.
Now,
and every person lives under one of those two.
One of those, yeah. There's no exactly. In middle.
That's right. No neutral ground.
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 3. And let's notice something here. Third chapter of the book of Ephesians. And the 14th verse, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. Now get this. Are you listening now? That you, rooted and grounded in love, when you think love thoughts, I remember hearing Brother Hagin say this, someone that you have a problem with, you have a situation with, he said you give them because you're commanded to do so.
Forgive them.
But then you surround that person with love and faith thoughts. Every time they cross your mind, you have a choice. You can either choose death mm-hmm. and cursing, or you can choose life. And you surround that person with mm-hmm. Love and faith thoughts. Now get this. May be able to comprehend. Comprehension. To comprehend something. And the word that's translated comprehend here is more than just a surface understanding. Mm-hmm. You travel on airplanes,
mm-hmm.
right?
All the time.
You go get on an airliner, you buy a ticket and so forth. Mm-hmm. I fly airplanes. Now that's the difference in comprehension here.
Mm, very good. That's good.
I know the brain works, but you have working knowledge of the brain. You have been given divine comprehension of this organ. You're a neuroscientist. God has gifted you in that anointing there to comprehend working knowledge, God's knowledge of how it works.
Exactly, God's knowledge.
Mm-hmm. This is what I wanted to get. That to comprehend with all the saints. We have an anointing to comprehend. It goes beyond just comprehension of what's around us, because He said that you may comprehend the breadth, length, depth, height, and to know the love of the Anointed One. That's God.
That's God.
Comprehension of God.
You've got it.
Mm-hmm. It's in here.
It's in us.
And you can get it from here to in here. And when you do, your little brain begins to do this. We have the mind of Christ.
Exactly. We're wired for love, and we have to choose to activate. We have to choose to partner with God, literally. We have to choose to step into what He's already given us. It's not going to jump on our head. It's going to be something we have to choose.
We talked about this already, but you were talking about the thought and memory trees in our brains going from chaos to peace.
Yes.
This brain is created so that 21 days of God's thoughts, choosing them, thinking them on purpose.
And comprehending
I them. Choose to believe
processing
this.
Through those pillars, really thinking
now,
deeply.
21 days will regrow and it'll flush out all of the chaos in those memory trees and begins a fresh new mind garden of fresh new memories, and my brain is doing all this. Now, we've seen this happen instantaneously when the power of God just does it right now and someone is freed from an addiction. And that happens. Thank God for that. But it's still the same process, and the anointing just sped it up. Mm-hmm. But what we need to do is make the choice.
Exactly.
And then begin.
Exactly.
And just to refresh everyone's memory, I was so bound to tobacco, I started smoking as a little boy. And I really liked it. I wanted to be like my grandpa and on all that. And I mean, I worked at it.
You practiced.
Yeah, I did. It was a big part of what I did. Anyway, then I got born again, and I wanted done with that. I knew this thing, man. I hated this stuff, and I wanted out of it. And I'd throw them away, but it was still just there, and it just had so much hold on me. But then later, I went to my first meeting where it was in Houston, Texas, and Brother Hilton Sutton was conducting it at his church there in Houston, and Charles Rogers was speaking, and Charles had invited me down there to come, and they wanted me to come sing, and oh, I wanted to be a part of that and all that. And I got in that meeting, and I didn't want to smoke around no people, you know. And I smoked all the way down there, but I quit my job, and I was halfway between Fort Worth and Houston. I didn't have the money to go back and get Gloria. I had barely had money enough to get from where I was. I traveled back there then on the job I had to get to Houston. I called and quit my job. I called and called Gloria. I said, Gloria, I go get in that meeting. I'm out of place here. She said, go. So I went down there. Well, the meeting lasted for 6 weeks. I drove up there and I stuck that package of cigarettes over the sunbutter. And I went in there. This was the first time I was ever in an environment. Now, I was raised in church, but this is the first time since I'd been born again that I was in an environment where the word of faith was being preached. And in it, I didn't even go get in my car. We were staying in an apartment complex that was just around the corner from the church, and I rode with other people. And 21 days, and there was a man, he said, Copeland, here's the money. Go get Gloria. Glory to God. So I'm going to go get Gloria. I'm so tickled. I'm so happy. And I went out and got in the car, and there's that package of cigarettes. I hadn't thought about those cigarettes for 3 weeks.
So, he threw it away.
They were gone.
And never again.
They were gone.
So what happened in your brain? You want to know what happened in your brain?
That's what I'm saying, because it's the same 21 days you were talking about.
Yeah.
But they force-fed me the Word of God. I didn't have time to think about anything else.
Exactly. See, that's the thing. You changed your mindset completely. But so what happened was that he has the cigarette. You spent years building it. So he has the desire to smoke cigarettes. So your attention moved from that to the Word. So now the chemicals literally in your brain and the energy literally in your brain shifted from here to there. And you started building up. You were just so focused on the Word that this didn't get any attention. So if it's not fed, it will die. So after 3 weeks, it died. It literally went away because this is kept alive by a flow of energy and chemicals, keeping it alive. And that flow of energy and chemicals is driven by where we pay our attention and how we use our gift. So instead of using your gift incorrectly in an incorrect way, which kept you bound in this, because whatever we choose incorrectly, our thinking isn't quite correct, because otherwise you wouldn't stay there. If you're thinking in your gift, you're going to hear God, and then you're going to recognize that's wrong. So you were so immersed in God that your whole correct way of thinking, your gift was activated. The talent that God had placed within you, your gift of how your unique way of thinking was going to start manifesting, was being developed. So your calling was being developed. So the call on your life, all this happened in that 3 weeks, and a huge tree started growing. And thereafter, once the chemical shifted from there to there, this thing just went away and died. And you could remember when you got in the car that you used to smoke, but there was the desire, the emotions.
The desire, absolutely.
Everything was removed because this is now dead. And what you do is that you remember that you smoked. You haven't forgotten that you smoked, but the pull has gone, because this thing that's pulling you back, this is the unforgiveness, this is the bitterness. This thing keeps you bound and locked in that stage. That was gone. So now this, you set free. Now you had to practice using that. So your next few weeks that you spent and the rest of your life, you were practicing using this, because 21 days is required to break it down, shift the energy from there, shift it to there, reconceptualize it. But now you have to practice. And that's also what a lot of people don't do. They make that, they receive their forgiveness. They make that massive change. They eliminate this, but then they don't practice using the new one. So if there's no practice using the new one, you've actually got a bit of a hole. You've got to practice using it. So that's the running of the race. People don't complete their race. They stop before the finish line. So yes, you've eliminated, but because you have not completed it, you're vulnerable for this to completely rebuild again, because no practice. You see a cigarette, it's 3 weeks later, you haven't thought about that, you haven't thought about that, but now there's a hole. Because this is still not strong enough. I mean, there's a hole, this is still not strong enough. So you need to direct your attention. You need to choose with your mind, which then activates your mind to start processing. Hey, I used to smoke, I don't want to smoke anymore. That desire is gone. Let me focus, let me replace that desire. Let me build up a new network. And you start using your correct thinking. All these kick into gear. Your gift starts operating. And you directed your attention and you started building this deposit of the Word, which turned you into one of the best and most influential preachers in the world, which is what's happened in your life. So you turned around because you chose with your mind to redesign your brain. And so the power of God that you invested completely changed the way that you functioned. And now that was a choice. And choice is a very, very interesting thing, because choice is such a gift. That's why I always talk about, and I keep saying the same thing, your ability to think is your gift from God, but thinking is your soul realm. We've said that many times. Your ability to think, to choose, and to feel. So as you are thinking doesn't just go nowhere. Thinking becomes something. Thinking lands up becoming a choice, because you think, you choose, you feel, and then that physically creates the physical changes in your brain.
So as a man thinketh in his heart,
so is he. Mm-hmm. Yes, so it creates the so is he, it creates the substance. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. So as you're thinking and choosing, you create this DNA change. So mind forces brain change. Neuroplasticity, neuro meaning brain, plastic meaning to change, is that as you are thinking with your mind, you are creating this change inside of your brain. So as you are directing your attention, this process of thinking will manifest in something. So choice is paramount. When God gave us the ability to choose as thinking, remember I said thinking becomes choice, That, why is that such a gift? We know Jesus Christ is the ultimate gift when He died, sending His Son for us. But the way He created us as humans is another major gift, which is because if you choose to follow Him, it really is love. So my mind's just blowing with the concept of the gift, of the size and the enormity of what God did for us. He could have made us a robot. He could have made all of us just automatically worshiping Him. But He didn't. He took a chance and He gave back free will. And He said, okay, now use that free will well. But if you don't, as it says in Deuteronomy 30:19, you're going to land up in the wrong side of the road and it's going to be a mess in your life. So free will is that incredible gift that comes after we think through, we choose. And as you choose, it creates this incredible thing inside of your brain and you live from that. So as I said, keep saying, God could have made us a robot, but He didn't. He made us able to choose. So when we choose, the design of choice inside the brain is a very interesting process, because when you're about to choose, so here you are, and I call it, well, in quantum physics, it's called superposition. And it means that you have both options actually operating in a neutral state. They're not operating, sorry, they are in like a limbo state until you choose, Deuteronomy 30:19. So here's you, you're in the car, you're about to collect Gloria, and there's the pack of cigarettes, and you are now able to stand in superposition, which is where you can smoke, you don't smoke, you can throw the cigarettes away, you can keep the cigarettes. Both options you can see. So in superposition, we can see both options. We know the throw the cigarettes away, not smoking, is God's choice, is the correct choice, is using your thinking, your gift correctly. We know the other one is not. But neither has happened yet, because you in superposition can stand back, observe your life, look at what you've had, the deposit of the word in your life, observe how your desire has gone, how your emotions have changed around this whole thing, and suddenly you're thinking these things are operating like so well. Every 2 seconds you are swinging through these different pillars of thought as you stand back in superposition, observing how you were to how you have become. And in that state, you make a decision. Are you going to smoke or aren't you? Are you going to throw it away or aren't you? And that's now still a probability, because until you actually threw the cigarettes away, it was a probability either way. It could have gone either way, but you have the power of choice. And because of the anointing that had activated that this whole thing to work, and the anointing made you work like properly, you actually could hear the Holy Spirit saying, Kenneth, don't choose that cigarette. You don't have a desire for that anymore. You don't want that anymore. And you listened because you were primed, because your thinking was primed. And as you did, you chose well. And as you chose well, you collapsed a probability into an actuality.
I see a picture. The soul part of you, mind,
will and emotion,
part of your spirit. But the supernatural,
yes, the superposition
part of you, the spirit man, mm-hmm, that's been reborn, mm-hmm, has functioning parts the way the physical body has functioning parts, mm-hmm, and they're called the fruit of the Spirit, mm-hmm, and they feed on the Word.
They feed on the
now,
Word.
Now, we've come up to that place. We've gone as high as the mind can go.
Superposition.
It has made its choices. It has decided, and its thoughts are place, but now it can go no further until you say it.
Exactly. And you're informed by your past, and you're informed by the incoming. The incoming signal is the cigarettes up there, and the past is that you remember how you used to smoke, and also the word that you've been implanting for 3 weeks. So in a very conscious, powerful state, love, power, sound, mind, you observe what you've been hearing for 3 weeks, the revelation that I must give up, that you've lost the desire, the old life of smoking and what it did for you and how you felt. All of that is in flowing around your mind, and you can overcome. Now, the world tells us that we can't. The world tells us that we are instinctively driven by these things that move up from the unconscious mind, the toxic stuff, the stuff that we've heard, and whatever's the strongest will dominate. This was not strong. It didn't dominate.
But
that one was strong.
Collapsed.
It dominated. It collapsed.
They're right.
Yes.
If you don't know Jesus as Lord,
that's all you can respond to. You respond
because
to
your spirit man does not have those strengths that are supernatural. The supernatural faith of God is in me.
Exactly. The thinking doesn't work like it should.
That comes then and it's activated. Jesus said, "Why take ye the thought saying?" We take these powerful thoughts of God, but faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, the soul has gone as far as it can go. But once faith is released,
then you choose well.
Now you're in another realm. You're walking in the realm
of the supernatural.
With Jesus, walking in the supernatural. We're supernatural people.
Exactly. And if you use your superposition to ignore God, you will then listen to the enemy and the illusions of the enemy.
Then back down you come. Even though the spirit man's born again, if you don't choose to believe the word,
you, all the time.
And particularly the big one, I'm totally convinced of this, is to ignore what Jesus said and don't forgive. I mean, you get over in that, you'll toxify your brain so fast, because the moment, perfected love casteth out fear.
Yeah, exactly.
But the moment you engage in unbelief, fear is there.
It's back again and it's
crazy. Excuse me, unforgiveness. The moment you activate unforgiveness, the moment you engage in that, fear is there. Because fear, you're surrounded by it.
Yep.
Jesus said the way is narrow. You're like a submarine under the water. You're surrounded by death. You're surrounded by that water, which will kill you if you let it inside this boat.
Exactly.
And so you're staying on that you keep thinking the thoughts, saying the words.
Faith works by love.
And you're growing.
And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word.
Word of God. And when you're operating like that, this thing works.
We're out of time.
Hallelujah.
My. We'll be back in just a minute.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.